Yes, Nick had a calf injury in the game. Just kind of swelled up on him yesterday, so he did not practice today, and I don't think he'll go tomorrow. So that'll probably take the week to see if he'll be ready. Correct. Yes. Well, I mean, I don't know if we're getting used to it. I mean, we're working through it. Just, you know, our D-line's been nicked up here in the last couple of weeks. But I think by the end of the week, I think Johnny will definitely have a chance, him and Cullen. You know, Ryan took a step backwards. So we'll see what happens. I just think the plan was for him just to play in a one personnel group, and we were only in it five times, so that actually worked out well. No, I was hoping for him to play just in that one personnel and as a backup, and the least number of reps the better, we felt, for Ryan. But he's feeling it, and we just gotta, you know, we're gonna take a little more cautious approach this time. We're working Underwood, Bell, and Ford. I mean, when I do my inactive list every week, you know, right there on a depth chart, and we believe in having competition throughout the week. It's healthy, so all three of those corners will have an opportunity to potentially be up. So we'll see how that works out this week, too.
None of those guys are competing with Jarrett.
Correct. Well, yes, we've had too many drops to date throughout the season, but whatever our rank is now, however how that plays out, we have a very talented perimeter group, a perimeter group that gets a lot of notoriety, very productive, but there's not one individual in that room I would not consider that has above, you know, has plus hands. So we need to catch the ball all the time because they can, they have. And that's our focus as we move forward. It's something that we've kind of gone back and forth on all year, and we'll continue to work it and emphasize it, and I believe it'll be corrected this week. Well, their drops are focused, and that would fall in line with your question. You know, yards after the catch, you know, it starts once you catch the ball, and sometimes we do take off a little quick, and they do have good hands. I mean, if you watch them in their drill work, they all have exceptional hand-eye coordination. So, but there is a major emphasis on yards after the catch, and it sometimes has bit them a little bit, taking their eye off the ball. I think Kevin's had a very positive influence on the young guys. They're doing it exactly the way you want them to do it, and he's played the position. So just to have your coach, that's someone that played the exact scheme with you from day one, I think it just definitely helps the teaching curve. I've been very impressed with Kevin's approach. I mean, he's a first-year coach, and he's done everything we've asked. He's got incredible passion. But I really like the way his position group works, and that they're focused, that they're hardworking, and they definitely resemble their coach. Oh, I think Matt Flynn's clearly improved. Just to watch the way he throws, with the anticipation that he throws with now compared to last year, really compared to earlier in the year. His velocity improved. I saw that maturation throughout the quarterback school. So he's throwing more velocity than he did last year. His time clock is quicker, which it has to be from year one to year two. That's the biggest improvement that I've seen in quarterbacks when they go from their first to second year. But, you know, just the anticipation he's playing with and really running the opponent squad week in and week out against our defense is extremely helpful because he's seen every pressure look that's you know, in football, and the ability to have quality reps like that. I think he's really improved.
I know the mentality depends on the
I would say there's no hangover. We went to a different schedule. I addressed it in the locker room, you know, right after the Pittsburgh game, and we actually spent some time with the players on Seattle on Monday, which we normally don't. So we had introduced the Seattle Seahawks to our football team on Monday. Most of our players were here all day yesterday, so we really jumped into the Seattle game, and I thought we had probably one of our better Wednesday practices. I mean, we were off the practice field almost 11 minutes early, so that's, we were moving. We had a couple repeated plays, plus we shift from inside to outside, so I was very pleased with the work so far today. Just, you know, we have some history with Seattle, and they've changed some, but, you know, offensively with Matt Hasselbeck, they're doing a lot of the same things, based on personnel group and so forth. And, you know, you always start with the quarterback. I know Matt didn't have a particularly good game this past week against Tampa, but, he's someone I know personally, and here in the building we have a lot of respect for. You know, the thing about Seattle, and it really started with Mike Holmgren up there, is just the tempo that they play with. I mean, they do a great job of, pressing the line of scrimmage, playing fast-paced, holding your substitutions on the sideline. So those are the types of things. You know, schematically we go through it just like we do with every team. But, we feel that we match up well against their offense, and their defense is similar to what they've played in the past. So and we like our matchups. We're at home. It's an important game for us, and we're approaching it as such. He's been hit. I mean, I could see, early in the season, I think he had a streak there, but I mean, with the back injury, but, he's, there's a reason why he's played in the Super Bowl, and he has seen it all. He's still a very crafty quarterback, so, we need to make sure we're on top of our game, because he can still play at a very high level.
Did you see that on him 10 years ago?
Did I see that, Matt, 10 years ago? Yeah, I'll say this, Matt, 10 years ago was probably as ambitious of a young quarterback that I've had the opportunity to work with. He was here every day in the off season. I thought we made huge strides from his first year to his second year, which, in my opinion, in the NFL is where you need to see the biggest improvement in player development. And he took full advantage of the opportunity that he had, and then went on to Seattle. So I mean, I'm not surprised at all by his success, and he's definitely someone you root for because of the type of person he is. Matt's a class act. He's earned everything that he's achieved, and he's still a damn good quarterback, so we need to make sure we're ready to go. It's okay. We have a great home field advantage. We got stung early in the season there with Cincinnati, and obviously Minnesota came in there and beat us, but 6-2 is better than it's been last year, but it's something that we'll continue to emphasize, and we're just so fortunate to have the unique home field advantage that we do, and our fans definitely are there every week, and I know they'll be there this week, but 6-2 is the best we can do, so and that's what we're focused on. Aaron Rodgers, from day one, even in his younger years when he didn't play, you always felt that his decision making was probably one of his biggest strengths. I mean, he's gifted physically, but we could not do what we do if it wasn't for his discipline and his ability to take in the volume of game plan each week and perform on Sundays. He's a very good decision maker. Very rarely does he get outside the box. We have plenty of options for him not to get outside that box. So he it's clearly a strength of the way we operate. So there hasn't been too many games where, the minus decisions were just totally erratic or, uncalled for. I think it's, I'm very pleased with the way he handles our offense at the line of scrimmage.
Right, an audible would be changing your
You know, I don't know. We ain't going there, number one. But number two, I mean, audibles and run pass, they're all in the same family. So, I mean, unless you're in the huddle or you're in the offensive scheme, yes, they probably are the same, you know, but there are differences too. So, yeah, you can go change the play at the line of scrimmage. Yes, that happens. But, you know, we don't necessarily operate that way. Why would I? I mean, we're at 9 wins. We need to get to 10 wins. Everything that we want to accomplish will not happen unless we get to 10 wins. And that's been my message for the last month, and I continued it today. I mean, it's, you know, 10 wins is our focus. You know, when we get to 10 wins, and then we'll talk. I think you need to keep your focus simple. We adjusted our schedule so the players could be with their families on Christmas. It's the right thing to do from a personal standpoint, and I think it's the best thing for us professionally too, because it gives them a chance to get their bodies, particularly get their legs back. So we committed, you know, Monday and Tuesday. I addressed it today. You know, 10 wins was one of the points of emphasis, and 31 hours, the importance of, you know, starting this morning to the time we walk off the field, the amount of work that we need to get done, and you know that's what you have to do this time of year. You know, you have other potential distractions in front of you, and you need to keep your focus tight. And we're focused on the Seattle Seahawks because that puts us at 10 wins. Well, what I've always said was let's get to 10 wins, then we'll talk about the playoffs. I mean, it's a two part. I mean, that's been my message all along. I mean, you guys see the playoff, you know, scenarios, they change every week. I mean, they have the ability to change. So, you know, when you get to 10 wins, and I mean, New England didn't get in the playoffs last year at 11. I mean, I'm aware of that. So when you get to 10 wins, then you start probably worrying about what's going on around you. Saturday's normally we don't go on the field on Saturdays. We do our work in the gymnasium. It's a walk-through meeting day, but we're gonna go down on the field on Saturday. I just think it's been my approach since I came here. I think you need to be direct on what your expectations are and the direction you're going. And I don't think I've changed. What I've said privately to Mason is not a whole lot different than what I've said here in front of this microphone. So he's a talented kicker. I mean, he's kicked at a high level, and I expect him to have a long career here in Green Bay. And we're giving him the resources and the opportunity to do that, and he needs to pull through because he can, and I fully believe that he will. Yeah, I mean, it's also, you know, Jared is definitely a player that his primary responsibility has been on special teams, and now he has a primary responsibility on defense. So you always – it's easy to be critical of the player when you see a big play go over top of his head. But, you know, I also take those opportunities to look at myself and how are we using him? You know, are we asking him to do too much? So those are the types of things you look at through the course of a game plan, because at the end of the day, we've got to make sure we're giving our players the chance to be successful, whether it's, you know, 10 snaps or 40 snaps. So, you know, that's the way we look at it. We definitely feel it's something we can move forward with, because if we didn't, we wouldn't go in that direction. So I have all the confidence in Jared that when the things that we ask him to do, that he'll be successful.